Feelin' Fab is more than another wellness podcast. We will talk about topics that also include happiness hacks, biz inspiration, how-to topics, and interviews from experts in many fields. We hope to help you navigate your life with some helpful tools and tips to keep on grooving and staying happy. Welcome to the Feelin' Fab podcast, and I'm your host, Marissa.
Hey there, listeners. Welcome back to the Feelin' Fab podcast. We talk about all sorts of topics here, feeling fabulous in your day-to-day life, creative careers, all sorts of things. And today I have a very good friend, Natalie, on the show here to talk with us a little bit about building a boutique from the ground up. And I'm really excited to talk to Natalie today because I've been able to see her progress with this from, you know, when she was just starting it. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people that I like to interview, it's like, I want to hear your success stories. But Natalie is still in the thick of building her business, and she is definitely having some of that success. But I think it's really fun to kind of get some behind the scenes on how you're doing what you're doing and how you are making it a successful journey. So welcome to the show, Natalie.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. And Natalie and I have been friends since college. I was also good friends with her husband. We did music together, and Natalie did music with us, and we all are very creative spirits. And so yes, I love Natalie.
I think you were on probably the first time that me and Taylor hung out, you were there. It was when we went to that Halloween party at SUU.
Yes.
That was like the first time I really hung out with Taylor. And then that's, you know, the rest is history. Now we're married. But
the rest is history.
We were there from the beginning.
Yes, you could say that. I'm like a matchmaker or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Natalie, I'm so excited to talk to you about your creative passions today. And tell us a little bit about, like, what your boutique's name is and how you kind of came up with the idea for it and, like, you know, how it went from maybe being, like, a dream or a thought in your brain. And I want to hear about how it actually, like, came to life.
Yeah. Well, I guess how it started was, I just remember being pregnant with my son, and I feel like all women kind of go through this, that we go in our closet and we're like, I don't want to put on clothes today because I hate everything that I have. Mm-hmm. And I remember like feeling super that way with my son because, you know, when you're pregnant, you just kind of have the same stuff that you fit into. And so your wardrobe is extra limited. And I just remember feeling like, I just want to be in my underwear all day long. And I don't really go anywhere anyway. So I just hated getting ready. And then after I had him, I was like, oh, now I have all these like new clothes because I haven't worn them in 9 months because I didn't fit into them. And so I just felt like happier and like wanted to get ready more. And I feel like that's something that I wanted other women to feel, is to be able to get some, like, some new stuff that you don't see everywhere else, that you like feel confident in, that you like want to get ready for the day and you want to feel good and, you know, show off something cute that you have. 'Cause I don't know about you, but when I get a new outfit, I wear it like every day until everyone sees me in it. You know, I'm like, no one has seen me in this cute outfit today. I'm going to like run a Target.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or I just wear it like multiple days in a row until I actually see people. 'Cause I'm like, oh, no one's seen it yet.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I wanted women to be able to come to a place that, you know, has that for them. And, yeah, to feel like they can get something new that they love and like feel good in. So that's kind of how it started. And then along with the name, we live in San Diego right now, and we're originally from Utah. So I wanted something to be, or I wanted it to be something that's like special to me right now, that like later on I can look back, no matter where we are, I can remember that we lived, you know, on the West Coast and that we enjoyed life at the beach and, you know, just all the fun things that you can do in San Diego, the nice weather. So I just wanted it to relay what I feel now. And so Coastal Fringe was just kind of how that came about. So nothing too special, but just that we're living the coastal life right now, and it's been awesome and we love it. And I just wanted to remember this time of life that we're in right now.
Oh, I love that. I think so many of us that like have a creative idea or like a passion, we get so stuck on like what to name the thing. Yeah. And it's like a paralysis of like, well, what if I move? Or like, what if my passions change? Or like, what if I bring on another team member and it's my name or something like that?
Yeah.
So I love that you're just like, this is the phase of life I'm in right now. Who knows what the future will be, but I want this to really reflect like this time of life. And I think that that's a great piece of advice for everyone out there. Just do the thing, just pick a name.
Yep. I think that cripples so many people. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely overwhelming. You're like, oh shoot, this is stuck with me forever, but it actually isn't. You can totally change it. If there's anything that I've learned over this experience is that there are no rules. Like, I can do whatever the crap I want because it's my business, you know? I've done a few things where I'm like, oh, this isn't what normal like people do, but I'm like, but this isn't their business. This is mine. So if I want to name it Coastal Fringe, then that's its name. If I want to do this, then that's its name. You know, you can do whatever you want because it's yours. So that's what I've probably, that's been the biggest thing I've taken away from this experience.
Now, is your boutique, do you have like an in-person location or is it strictly online?
It's strictly online. Yeah. For right now, at least anyways, I don't know. I feel like it's just easier to get to more people online. Mm-hmm. So that's
fun. And less expensive. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's just a little bit of an investment to have a brick and mortar, you know, place that people can come to, and, you know, maybe you get more sales because it's local, but especially with things right now, I think it's like you have to have some sort of online presence or you're not going to survive.
For sure.
Cool. Well, I want to hear a little bit about, cause like, I don't really know anything about owning like a store or like a boutique or anything like that. So, I mean, are you like, you know, sewing these pieces yourself, like, or are you able to kind of come up with ideas, or, you know, do you have like manufacturers that you work with? Like, just give us a little bit of a peek into what it looks like from, you know, you have your name, you have your business idea, and then like, then what?
Then what happens? So, obviously you need to like make it a legit business, right? So you need to like register and get like EIN number and like register with the state, get a license, all of that fun stuff, all the paperwork. It isn't too bad. Any state has like a website that you can go onto and, you know, fill all that out and get that all done. And then once you have that, the fun kind of starts. You know, you want to build a website, and, you know, get like an Instagram page, a Facebook page. And then, it's funny. I thought it would be pretty easy to just go like, well, to answer that question, no, I don't sew the pieces together. I don't spend hours. I don't do that. I'm not that creative. But I do have wholesale distributors that I do shop from. So, there's a website called Fashion Go, and it has tons of wholesale distributors, and you can go on and shop for like what you want. But that's maybe the hardest part, is because there's so much. You like get on the website and you're like, oh wow, there's a lot here. And so I go through and I'm like, oh, I like this. And then like the longer I spend on it, the harder it is to find things that I love, because I want a lot of people to love it. You know, I don't want to get things that are like, okay quality. Like one time I did receive something that wasn't as great quality. I was like, yeah, I'm not selling this. I don't want people to have an issue with it. So, you always want to find like good quality things that people will like and want to buy. And I never personally buy things that I wouldn't buy myself or spend the money on myself. So, anyway, so yeah, you go shopping and there's like, I feel like I spend weeks and weeks just trying to find the right things. So then, yeah. So once you find out what you want, then you kind of, you get it. And then from there, you got to, you know, do the photography and editing and like videos if you want those. So planning that out is...
all the marketing.
Yes, all the marketing is a lot. Yep, but it's fun. Everything, it's fun, but it is like tedious work. I wish you could just get the stuff and then be like, all right, it's for sale, but you still have so much to do before that can even happen. So... and then, yeah, putting it on your site and then just getting traffic to your site. So there's quite a lot that goes into it before people can actually buy it. So,
yeah. And are you like a one-woman show here? Like, do you do all the pictures? Do you do all the website? Do you do all of that? Or do you kind of hire some of that out?
Yeah. I'm a one-woman show right now. I do take the pictures. Thankfully, I have really cute sister-in-laws that I recruit to model for me.
Yes.
So I usually have them model. I'll take the pictures, edit, put it all up. And yeah, I'm kind of just a one-woman show. I send out all the packages. And then like if there's any issues, I'm the one who deals with it. So yeah. And then if I can't get someone to model for me, then I'll have my husband try to take pictures of me so I can get it out sooner to people. So yeah, we're just kind of doing the best we can over here right now.
Oh yeah. And that's how you gotta, you know, that's how you gotta start. Like, yeah. Just to be honest, I think that a lot of us that are having businesses, like we do everything at first until it's like a little more profitable and then we can, you know, pass a little bit of work off to somebody else. But
yeah,
I think it's so important to like have, you know, a lot of tools in your tool bag, especially if you're a creative person. Like I remember someone telling me that I should stop being a jack of all trades and like just pick something to focus on. And yeah. I think about it all the time. Like, I don't think they realized how much that hurt my feelings and yeah. like how much that impacted me, you know, not trying to like crucify this person, but you know, it just made me like, you know, that's that person's truth. Like my truth is like, I feel to be a successful entrepreneur, like you kind of have to be a jack of all trades and you like have to have a bag of tricks and like a bag of skills and always be teachable and always want to learn, you know, how to do different marketing and like photography and like all this stuff. I feel like it's so good to have a grasp on because there might be a point where you're doing everything yourself and you don't have a budget to hire all of the ish out. So anyways, hats off to all the one woman shows out there, or one man shows, one man band. Maybe we could say one man band, one woman shows. You're doing a great job. And we're very proud of all the people that do it all themselves. I know that it's a lot of hard work, but I also know how fulfilling it is to be like, yeah, I did this. Like I do all the things. I wear all the hats. And, yes. So I love that. I think it's awesome. And you know, if you get busy in the future, you can definitely hire things out. But
yeah,
moral of the story is it's good to be a jack of all trades if you want to be an entrepreneur of some kind.
Yes, for sure.
Well, awesome. So tell me a little bit about, like, I know you said you have a website. Do you use a certain website? I know lots of people out in the world, like, might have something, but they just don't know how to sell it. Like, so tell me a little bit, do you have, you know, mostly sell on Instagram? Did it start that way? Did you have a website from the beginning? You know, what kind of website do you use?
Yeah. So I have a website that I started with. It's called Shopify. A lot of people use it. It's super user friendly and they are super awesome with customer service. If there's any issues that you have, they're like ready to help you. So I think that's a really, really good platform to use. And then, yeah, on Instagram, you can, with Shopify, you can link your shop to Instagram. So if you ever see people like swipe up to see their shop on Instagram, then you swipe up and you see like all of their different products, that is linked to your website. So Shopify will do that automatically for you, and through Facebook as well. So yeah, that's a really, really user-friendly platform for that. I mean, you could do it on
about Shopify.
yeah, Shopify is really, really great. It's really, really great.
And I think I've like watched some tutorials. I'm just like always like watching YouTube tutorials about everything. But yeah. I think I've seen tutorials where
it works these days. YouTube, you can ask
YouTube University.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think I watched though, like it even kind of populates like your mailing labels and things like that for you. You know, keeps track of all your sales. So like you can do your taxes later, that type of a thing, because I feel like a lot of people can be paralyzed. Like,
yes.
Oh my gosh. Like, you know, if I sell this, like I have to talk to the person, get their card info and like make a mailing label and like go to the post office and like all this stuff. And just know that there are definitely tools out there. You can do some digging. Shopify is a good one like that. Like I was just suggesting, that kind of does all the things. So you're not like pulling out your hair trying to figure out all of it.
Yeah, it could be pretty like monotonous work going through all of like the orders and stuff and trying to keep track of everything. So yeah, it does a great job of keeping track of everything, and you can purchase shipping labels right through their website through either like USPS, UPS, whatever you need. You can just purchase it right through Shopify and print it from there, and they create like packing slips for you, and keep track of all of your sales and payouts and everything like that. So you don't even need to worry about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I've also had some, for my business, I also use a site that might be helpful to some of you other people out there if you're not using Shopify, because I have like a Squarespace website, and then I use a site called Pirate Ship. It's very punny. Pirate Ship for like the labels and all that type of a thing, and kind of a similar thing, but it's probably a little more like I have to type in all the information, but it at least keeps track of everything for me, you know, everything I'm spending on shipping, and I can go right in there and track stuff. So that's another good option that I personally know about. But yeah, Shopify is kind of like a good one-stop shop if you have something you want to sell and you want to have a website and, you know, actually mail things out to people and keep track of all the stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, I do have one more question. When you come up with your business name, how did you come up with your logo?
I actually have a friend from high school. She does graphic design work, and her business name is Lupine Blue, I believe, on Instagram. And I just sent her like my color scheme and the business name, and she did all the magic. She was like, okay, and she just ran with it, and then she sent me all of like a few different like options. I think she sent me 8 options or so, and then I just picked the one that I like best, and it was super easy. I mean, I suggest hiring it out if you can to someone, because I know that I would have definitely been pulling my hair out if I was like trying to design it myself. So that was super helpful, and I know there's lots of other places that you can send that information to, and they'll make it for you probably for a little bit cheaper. I can't remember the name of the sites. Maybe you know.
Like Fiverr. I've used Fiverr, Fiverr for many different things. Fiverr, Fiverr.
Yeah,
lots of little jobs you can hire out there, and I know there's a few others, but that's the one I'm most familiar with.
Yeah. But
I mean, it's also kind of nice to know somebody that does that, because I feel like you have more of a like they can understand your brain a little more, and like you can talk about with them like, oh, I kind of want it like this.
Yeah.
And you can't do that on Fiverr, but it's usually just like random people that are just like, you know, whipping out projects as fast as they can.
Right. Right. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. I love supporting people I know. So that's always a good idea to, you know, think around in your friend group. And, you know, if you are needing to hire out some little jobs here and there, I guarantee, you know, at least one person who does graphic design to some extent.
Yeah.
Have some work from you. So,
for sure. Well,
cool. So what's like your goals with Coastal Fringe Boutique? What's the future look like?
I've got some fun things that I want to bring. I don't know if I want to spill all of it, but this year I wanted to bring in something that has to do with my son and just, being able to be kind of a one-stop place for moms. So I guess that's probably all I'll say about that. But I'm really excited about it. I know me as a new mom, it would have been really helpful to have a place like that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, not to be super vague.
Yes, I love it.
But yeah, I'm really excited about it. And just being able to reach more people, and just trying to, you know, build a community of supportive women and being able to find things, like I said, that you can just feel confident in and, you know, excited to get dressed and ready for the day and, you know, just feel your best.
I love that. So if people are wanting to check out your shop, where's a good place for them to go?
Yeah, so we're Coastal Fringe Boutique on Instagram and Facebook as well. And then our website is coastalfringeboutique.com. And kind of just on all platforms. We started a TikTok that's also Coastal Fringe Boutique. So it's pretty synced. So you can pretty much find us anywhere with Coastal Fringe Boutique. So
awesome. Yeah, you guys definitely check out Natalie's shop. Like, I'm not just saying this, but her stuff is really cute. It is very mom friendly. And a lot of it's like modest, you know, not like frumpy modest, but like comfortable. Like I'm a modest woman myself. I don't like showing off my hoochie to everybody or, you know, so I really appreciate the clothing that I've noticed that you carry is like, you know, covers, but it's still really cute and comfortable. Yeah. I know that that's like definitely in the wheelhouse for moms that are like running around and trying to do stuff, but also want to be cute, but also want to be like comfortable. So I think that your pieces are just perfect for all of those things.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we wish you luck with your business, Natalie, and we'll have to have you back on, you know, another time and get some updates on how the shop's doing. And I want to hear about this secret that you have coming up very soon. So you guys make sure to go over and follow Coastal Fringe Boutique, especially if you're over on Instagram or somewhere over there. We'll have Natalie's page and everything linked up. And yeah, go support a small business, a one-woman show. We are all about that here in my community. So I'm excited to send some people your way.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was a blast.
Yay. All right, guys. Well, that's about it for today. We will catch you guys next week for another Fabulous Friday. And hey, if you have any friends that have a small business or a creative career and would like to be on the show, make sure to send them my way. You can send me an email at hello@marissajanelle.com or just go to my website, marissajanelle.com, and there's a page where you can fill out to be a guest on the show. But I'm always looking to learn from others and share that with you and keep you guys inspired and creative. So have a great week. And thanks again, Natalie, for being on the show. We will catch you next time.